One of the drivers coming down is Macaulay Jones, who's part of the Brad Jones Racing Team. And he's with me now. Good morning, Macaulay. Or Macca, I should say. Nobody calls you Macaulay apart from your dad when you're in trouble, I think.
Yeah, good morning. Pretty much the only person that would call me that, or my mum.
Yeah. So for people who don't know who your father actually is Brad Jones, who owns the team, well-known name, and, of course, his brother Kim. They've been involved in motorsport for a long time, and I guess it was almost inevitable that you would end up racing at some stage.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's all that. You do what you've grown up around, and I've definitely grown up around the sport for a long time and took a large interest as a kid, and then... You know, I did an apprenticeship as well as a mechanic. I love working with my hands on go-karts and everything I've come up through. So, I've definitely been a big part of the sport and with the BGR team.
Now, you're in the main game now. I think this is your second year in the main game. You started last year, is that right?
Third year,
okay, right. And you've been, I think you had a really good run in Super 2s before that. You had some solid results. Some people may say, well, you know, how come you've got the drive? Your dad owns the team. But you've actually earned your place, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think I have. I mean, the amount of work that goes on behind the scenes of a race meeting and away from the track is massive. And I feel like I've got more involvement in this team than I ever have before. And you know, whether it's being a mechanic in the race team or now with Kim sort of stepping down and retiring from BGR, it's time for me to have stepped up a little bit more and be more involved.
Okay, now obviously you're disappointed that you're not coming down next weekend, but hopefully the weekend after, as much as we are. The first couple of rounds of this season has been pretty tough on you. In fact, you're running last in the championship, but you've had a couple of dramas, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the championship order reflects the speed that we've had. You know, we've had a change in engineering and on my car, and that's been paying off at the moment for us. I feel like we're getting faster and faster. It's just, you know, we've had had an engine drama at Bathurst. You know, leave me with a DNF there, which is a massive points hit, and then Sandown, we had an oil cooler punch a hole into it. So. And again, lost the oil there, so that put a halt to that race. And but I am feeling pretty confident in the car. I feel, you know, I'm feeling happy in the car, and I feel like we've got a good setup going on at the moment. So, you know,
Sandown
it's just a matter of time.
Sandown was really tough for you. You mentioned the fact that you got a puncture in the oil cooler, but that was in the first race, which meant you had to come from the rear in the next one. And it was a very wet day, and conditions were really difficult. But you managed to get up the field a little bit at the end, I suppose. So that gives you a bit of confidence coming into Simmons Plains.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we definitely took that hit there, and then I got in the last race, got turned around on the first lap as well. So, you know, come back down to around the 15th place, and that was a good recovery, I think. But, you know, I feel like we're just not quite showing the potential that we have at the moment. So hopefully Tasmania goes ahead. It's a track I haven't been to for a few years. It feels like it's been a long time, but I'm really excited to get down there. I love the track. It's a pretty simple looking track from the outside, but it produces a lot of close times and some really good racing.
Well, we didn't have a round last year because of the pandemic, as they say, and I think you may have been down here in a Super 2 a number of years ago. What are your memories of the track, and what do you like about it? As you said, it's a simple layout, but it's a technical track as well.
Oh, it's very technical. I think whenever you go from Bathurst with 22 corners and you go to somewhere like Simmons Plains where there's sort of effectively three corners, it makes those three corners super important, and the racing is just so close. It's really a bit difficult to pass, but it makes you really have to plan passes and really have a good strategy going with your engineer, and I think it produces great racing for that reason. And it's definitely it was unfortunate that we weren't allowed to get back there in 2020, but I'm very excited to hit the track this year. I think we can be a pretty strong team here.
One of the unique things about it is the hairpin. Of course, it's the slowest corner on any motorsport track in Australia, but it's also a corner where a lot of things can happen. If you don't get the hairpin right, it sets you up for the whole lap, doesn't it, really?
Yeah, really. I mean, it's a big braking zone on the entry, so if you're not confident on braking, you can lose quite a bit of time. And then on exit, it leads on to a quite a long straight where, you know, a lot of passes happen into that last sector, but it all comes down to that hairpin being one of the most vital parts of the track, and it's a very banked corner. It's super slow, and it definitely feels slow, but it's you know, one of the more iconic corners of Australian motorsport.
Yeah, we love it. Just quickly, you've got a three-car team. How busy does it get in the pits when there's no... I think it's the only three-car team in the pit lane, aren't you?
No, we've actually got four cars. We're the only four-car team, so it definitely gets pretty damn busy. But, you know, we've got 55 full-time workers at the workshop, always hustling, and we've got pit stop practice 3 days a week, and those guys are exceptional at that. So they really love that challenge, and they definitely make it easier for the drivers to get in and out of the pit lane.
What would you be happy with at Simmons Plains? A top 10 finish, or do you aim higher than that, given that you've had a pretty rough start to the season?
Yeah, for sure. I think just getting towards the top 10 is definitely the goal for us at the moment, and really just try and work on what we've got. I mean, the engineering changes, it makes you have to work on relationship there and communication to try work out what's wrong with the car and how you can make it better and a better race car. So it's a tough one, but we definitely just try and move up and get some solid finishes.
Well, you said you had the speed, and you know the results don't reflect the speed that you had. There's a saying we have down here: V8's rain at Simmons Plains. It's a power track, so good luck with it in a couple of weeks' time. Nice to catch up with you, and also for the rest of the year, good luck with the championship.
Absolutely, thanks very much for having me.